Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 16 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Clear. 15 degrees. Good morning. 0200 hours. Cloudy. 13 degrees. Good morning. 0300 hours. Cloudy. 12 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Cloudy. 11 degrees. Good morning. 0500 hours. Cloudy. 9 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Clear. 7 degrees. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 5 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Cloudy. 4 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 1 degrees. Good morning. 1000 hours. Sunny. 2 degrees. Good morning. 1100 hours. Sunny. 1 degrees.
Kilo Charlie, Mike Zulu Tango Mobile.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 3 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 3 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Cloudy. 3 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Thank you. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Cloudy. 2 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Cloudy. 0 degrees. Good evening. 1800 hours. Cloudy. 0 degrees. Good evening. 1900 hours. Clear. Degrees.
No. Yeah, it's all new. We think he posted it on our Facebook page.
Connected to
really nice to look at. I want to stand by. Good to hear you. Our youth center is about to start here in a few minutes, and there's probably an announcement pending to play. So, 7-3, this is WB2GPQ.
The East Coast Reflector YouthNet will begin in 5 minutes. Please stand by.
This is KG4, BQ looking for a radio check.
This is KG4BQ
looking for a radio check.
Yep, still sounding loud and clear down here in Australia. ZK2TRD.
Alrighty, thanks.
As we prepare to begin our upcoming net, here are a few points of interest. You can follow along with the check-in process by visiting bit.ly/ECR logs. From this page, you can select the net you're interested in and view the log in real time. Again, that URL is bit.ly/ECR logs. We have a text line available for checking in. Text your call sign and only your call sign to 716-317-9050. You will receive a confirmation of your check-in and Net Control will work you in at the appropriate time. This option is not for in and outs. If you check in using this method, please plan on sticking around and participating. Again, the phone number is 716 317-9050. Please stand by for the net beginning shortly.
It's a great time. Everybody's still asleep outside. Everybody's asleep in the house. You can kind of get around and be by yourself for a little while. Well, thank you so much. Hope to hear you again this weekend. And we'll say 73 to you for now, sir. Keep warm and take care. KF5SSR, this is KJ5FOX. Back to you.
Good evening. 2000 hours. Clear. -2 degrees.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to YouthNet number 145 for January 23rd, 2026. My name is Carlos, N1CBM, and alongside with W2SAL, Sal, and Vicky, K-A-V-K-Y, always controlling the logs in the main computer room. We have two of the bestest and greatest net controllers the ECR has to offer, KJ4BUT, KG4BUT Grayson, and KR4GIP River. The first 30 minutes are going to be for Grayson. Second slot is going to be controlled by River. The question of the night, bowl or cone? How do you take your ice cream, cup or cone? And remember, guys, you can also ask the kids a question after you answer the question of the night. Just a quick reminder right there. The text line is open for check-ins if you want to avoid the pile-ups. It's 716-317-9050. And the email way is also open. You can text your call sign to text@ecr.radio. I want to reset here real quick. Now, with that being said, let's start number 145 for the records. Anybody mobile out there, anybody mobile, would like to take a question and then ask the question for the kids. Call signs twice and slow, please.
Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles. Kilo Bravo 2, Whiskey Golf Charles mobile.
N5XDC, November 5, X-Ray, Tango, Charlie, Scott in Virginia.
Any other mobiles around there? Anybody else who wants to check in? But if it's mobile, come now, please. Okay, but we got everybody who's mobile right now. Let's go for general check-ins. Anybody anywhere for the YouthNet number 145, you can talk to the kids. Come on now with the call signs twice and slow.
W2RBC, W2RBC.
Kilo Charlie 1, Juliet Papa Delta. Kilo Charlie 1, Juliet Papa Delta.
W2KJV,
W2KJV.
Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Uniform Papa. Kilo Mike 7, Bravo Uniform Papa.
Kilo Foxtrot 8, Foxtrot November Charlie. KF8FNC. Kilo Foxtrot 8. Foxtrot, November, Charlie.
KR4, COH, Kilo Romeo 4, Charlie Oscar Hotel, check in and out.
Okay, let's run this list here, and from the bottom up, I got KR4, COH, Hector, thanks for checking in and out. And thanks for saying hello. KF8FNC, ISAC, November 5, RTC. Terry from Austin, Texas, W2KJV, Tony, KM7BUP, Dan,
NC, DQD, Ray, KC1, JPD, Jeffrey, W2RBC, Randy, N5, XDC, Scott, KB2, WGC, Kevin, AE8LY, Sean, KQ8U, Bob, and KE3AJN, Anna. I'm going to take care of you first, Kevin, but I'm going to send it over to Grayson. He's going to take your call first. This is Carlos, N1CBM, sending it to Grayson. Grayson, you have it.
Audie, KB2S, hold on. KB2WGC, Kevin from Homo Sapiens, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson and Vicki and Carlos. Carlos, one of these days I'd like to talk to you about aviation. I do a bowl because you can get more in a bowl than you can in a cone. I have no question for you. Everybody have a good evening, KB2WGC.
Kevin. Next up.
KJ3, Indiana,
Anna from
Duluth,
Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone else on the net tonight. I like my ice cream in a bowl, and I have some third-party traffic. My grandson, Jason, is with me, and he wants to tell you how he likes his ice cream.
I like my ice cream in a cone.
Everybody have a good night. KB3 AJM.
Alrighty, so we see you, Anna. Next up, KQ8U, Bob from S Coast, Michigan. KQAU, Bob from S Coast, Michigan, are you there? Audie, KB2WG, N5XTC, stop from Hampton, New Hampshire, so, Noble Mom.
Someone was keying up there. This is Scott and Hampton returning your call. N5XTC.
Alrighty, the question is bowl or cone for your ice cream?
Better get a copy of the whole time.
Question is bowl or cone for your ice cream?
I usually like the sugar cones if I'm going to do one. If they don't have the sugar cone, I'd probably take a bowl. And tell you the truth, if it's cheaper in a bowl, I'll take whatever's cheaper. But I do like the sugar cone there. Over.
All right, thank you so much. KQRBC, Randy from Westchester, New York.
Good evening, Grayson, River, Sal, Carlos, and everyone on the Utenet. I like either. If I had to pick one, it would probably be the cone. Grayson, a question for you. Do you have any pets? Back to net control, 73 to all, W2RBC.
Alright, simply see Randy. Next up, KC1JPD, Jeffrey from Milton, Vermont.
Good evening, Grayson, and everyone on the Usenet. You can put me down for a cone. I am a big fan of the waffle cones, especially if they've been dipped in chocolate. Hope everyone has a good weekend. It's supposed to get really cold up here in Vermont, I think in a lot of places, and everyone stay safe as this storm ravages the countryside. Have a good night. KC1JPD, back to net.
Alright, something to you, Jeff. We, KEHFLY, Ray from Beaver, Pennsylvania.
Good evening, Grayson. M3DQD. I like my ice cream in a cone, and my question for you is, what flavor of ice cream is your favorite? This is M3DQD.
Dan from Lincoln, Utah.
This is KM7BUP. I'd take it in a waffle cone any day. Now for you, Grayson, do you like the cone or in a bowl? KM7BUP.
Hey, someone please to you, Dan. Next up, WTKJV, Tony from Humble, South of Florida.
Well, good evening, Grayson. You sounded good. This is Tony, W2KJV. I like it, the biggest cone I can get with the most chocolate ice cream I can get in that cone. I love ice cream. I can't, if there's ice cream in the house, I can't rest until it's all gone. Back to you, Grayson, W2KJV.
Tony, Dan from Lanson, Utah, you asked me a question. Okay, to answer Wendy's question, yes, we do have pets, one dog and two cats, and I don't know who, my way even happened. I don't know who put the what's the favorite ice cream question in. I'm trying to what my favorite ice cream is chocolate chip ice cream. Let's see if he meant chocolate chip ice cream. Some please to some please to Sean. Next up, N3D2D, Way from Beaver, Way from Beaver, Pennsylvania. Okay, never mind. N5OTC, Terry from Austin, Texas.
Good evening, Grayson, Vicki, Carlos, and everybody else who's in the Zoom room this evening. Mint chocolate chip ice cream, at least 3 scoops in a waffle cone. Back to net control. This is N5RTC.
Next up, KF8FNC, Isaac from Stoneville, Ohio.
KF8FNC. Good evening, everybody. And the ice cream, it depends. If I'm out and about driving or, you know, in a cone. But if I'm at home relaxing, definitely in a bowl.
Some please to Isaac. Next up, KO4COH, Hector from Jacksonville, North Carolina.
KR4COH, top of the evening to the Met. I wasn't an out, but ice cream, I stopped eating it when I had kids. I don't know why. They ate it and liked it so much that I just didn't eat ice cream anymore. I would always leave it for them. And yes, my kids, the grandkids, boy, they can tear it up. You buy a whole gallon, they'll be gone in a day. But as for me, a sundae or a malt, that's about it. I really don't eat ice cream much. Unless it's maybe a Haagen-Dazs once on Green Moon. Top of the evening once again to the net where we all have a great evening and get by this storm that's coming. We'll be monitoring the frequency. KR4COH.
Ice creams here, and I can't say if I favor bowl or cup, or maybe the cone. If it's one of those Haagen-Dazs ice creams, I like the strawberry on a sugar cone, just as the soft serve, the vanilla, is my favorite. For chocolate, it's interesting. I like chocolate better on a bowl, not the cone. So that's for me. And one CBM, it's Carlos, one of the moderators for the YouthNet tonight. It's number 145. And just a reminder out there, guys, you can check in via text 716-317-9050. Or if you're in your phone and you like to throw your call sign via email, the address is text at ecr.radio. I'll save the pileups for you. Now, again, remember the question of the night, bowl or cone for your ice cream. And you can throw a question there for the kids also. Carlos N1CBM looking for more check-ins. Check-ins, everything's valid. Mobiles, in and outs, or general check-ins. Let's put them on the list for the kids.
Kilo 6 Golf Bravo Zulu, K6 GBZ, in and out.
November 3, Mike Delta Charlie. November 3, Mike Delta Charlie.
Whiskey Baker 3, India Lima Alpha, WP3ILA.
Anybody else for the Usenet? I don't want to be dancing, singing here just by myself here on this net, and the kids would like to talk to you. Remember, let's get those call signs flowing, please, and one CBM.
Okay, you got me. I'll pull the trigger. Kilo, Juliet 5, Golf, Uniform Yankee, Guy in Harvey, Louisiana.
November Whiskey 4, Quebec.
All right, we'll run this list from the bottom up. I'm recognizing NW4Q, Jim, KJ7, AJQ, John, K7FBS, Fred in Reno, KJ5GUY, Guy, K8SMN, Jeff, WE3ILA, Stephen, N3MDC, Michael, K6GBZ, Tom, you are in and out. Thanks for waiting hand. And I want to send it back to Grayson. Grayson's going to take care of you guys. This is Carlos. N1CBN. Back to you, Grayson.
K6GBZ, Tampa, Cameron Paul, California.
This is Kilo 6, Gulf Bravo Zulu, Tom from Cameron Park, in a bowl. That's how I prefer it. Greetings to all on the net. Take care.
N3C Tom. Next up, N3MDC. Michael from Winston-Salem, North Carolina.
Now, Grayson, you've asked one of my favorite questions about ice cream. I used to serve ice cream when I lived in Colorado. So I usually, many people say I like it in a cup or in a cone, but I prefer mine in a cup because I don't want to drop the ice cream on me or anything like that. But Grayson, since you live there in Orlando, and Orlando is the music capital of the world, have you ever been to Universal Orlando?
Yes, I have. But I was like younger. Simply see Michael. Next up, WB3ILA, Stephen from Eastern Pennsylvania.
Meeting Grayson and also River and Carlos. This is Speed WB3ILA. I will say if it's soft ice cream, which is my favorite, it's a cone for sure. If it's hard ice cream, I'll pass on it unless it's in a bowl. I can eat it someplace. That's obviously not when I'm driving. So, Grayson, I have a question for you. Since you're in Orlando and up here in the Northeast, we're getting ready for this huge snowstorm. Have you ever been anywhere where you've had big amounts of snow? Obviously, you don't get them in Orlando. I'm not sure where you've been, but have you ever been in a big snowstorm before? WB3ILA.
Into that, no, but I do want to. some please to Steven. Next up, K8SMM, Jeff Marshall, who's next again.
And everyone, Usenet, KE8SMN. I'll always go for a bowl every time. KE8SMN.
Alright, some free to Jeff. Next up, KJ5GUY. Guy from Hollywood, Los Angeles.
Good evening, Grayson. This is Kilo, Juliet 5, Golf Uniform Yankee. Guy down here in Harvey, Louisiana, just across the river from the Crescent City. Excuse me. The big city, the Crescent City of New Orleans. If anybody knows, we're about to get our own ice storm down here. It's crazy. They're talking about freeze warnings and everything, even far south down here. So we'll be in touch by that weather as well. As for today's question, I'd prefer my ice cream to bowl, and if I had to choose, I think I'd probably pick chocolate in a bowl. I do have one question for you, Grayson. What year did you get licensed for your ham operator license? Back over your net control, KJ5, Golf Uniform, Yankee, Lazy Lip on Falls Relay.
I think 2023, but I think it was 2023. Don't freeze, you guys. Next up, K7 FPS, left Reno, Nevada.
Hey, Grayson, Carlos, and River on Manette, K7 FPS. I'm a cone guy, but I don't like those squishy cones. It's got to be a hard cone. And a couple of napkins, just because that's what I like. And butter pecan ice cream would be my favorite. And, you haven't been in snow, and I was going to ask you whether you've ever shoveled snow, because a lot of people are going to be with this upcoming storm. Anyway, back to you, K7 FPS.
Well, the answer to that question will be no. Oh, my God, I live in Florida. The last time we got snow here, was it, 1974, I think it was? We did have snow in the panhandle, last year, I think, but, that was not down here in Orlando, so. So, for you to, next up, KB78AQ, John from Last Center, Washington.
This is Kilo Juliet 7, Alpha Golf, Quebec. Hello, Grayson, and everybody else on the net. And I prefer ice cream in a bowl because I can fit more ice cream in a bowl than I can with a cone. And there's also the YACT, Young Amateurs Communications Ham Team. I am the website manager, so you can check out the website, yachtyouth.net. That's Yankee Alpha Charlie Hotel Tango Youth.net. We have a net for youth Monday through Saturday, 8 p.m. Eastern.
You know, I think I met you, John, at Ham Casing, Yeah, I think I met you at Ham Casing. I signed up. Yeah, I know it. Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to join that net. So thanks to you, John. Next up, NW4Q, Jim from Honestville, Tennessee.
Yes, sir. Good evening to you. Just a little bit different here. We have a chocolate-covered vanilla popsicle, almost to the exclusion. And I want to tell you that our son got his ham license. I think he was between 8 and 9 years old. So we're very proud of you. Keep up the good work.
November 7th, Delta Echo question.
Next up, K8FLY, Sean from Shelby Township.
Shelby Township, Michigan. 7 Mike, Delta Echo question.
Oh, yes, that's some food to you, Joe.
Yeah.
Don. Next up, KM4CTB, Donnie from Jacksonville Beach, Florida.
Good evening, Grayson, River, and let's see, Carlos and Vicky on their crew, and everybody on the net. KM4CTB, Donnie in Jacksonville Beach, Florida. We're going to get stay a little bit warmer than some of them up that way. I prefer the bowl for the same reason John mentioned. I can fit many more scoops in the bowl than I can on a typical cone. I sent Vicky a picture of a cone that they've got over in Tampa. I don't know, Grayson, if you've ever made it over there. There's a place in Tampa that makes a huge cone. If you can eat the whole thing in 5 minutes, I think it's free or something. But I haven't made it over there yet. We'll test it one of these days. And thanks for doing the net, Grayson. KM4CTB, back to net.
Yeah, I see that in our chat. Simply see Donnie. Next up, I hand it back over to Carlos and one CDM to then pass it over to Unlivable.
Thank you, Grayson. That was a great second round right there. We had a call sign, N7MBE, asking for a question. Is that an emergency, or you have a question, General, related to the net? Okay, nothing heard. This is Carlos, N1CBM, looking for more check-ins for unit number 145, January 23, 2026. Grayson did a great job on the first half hour. Now River is up to the task of controlling the second half hour of the net. So let's see if we can get her a few check-ins so she can ask you a question and she can answer your question too. This is Carlos, N1CBM, looking for check-ins for tonight, Usenet. Call signs twice and slow, please.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Papa Lima Victor, KB8, PLV, Chris.
This is Kilo Echo 2, Echo Victor X-ray. Kilo Echo 2, Echo Victor X-ray, Haley.
November 2, Zulu Victor November. November 2, Zulu Victor November with third party traffic.
Kilo Robert 4, Echo Kilo Victor.
WB2JPQ, WB2JPQ. Anybody else? Anybody else for Usenet number 145, call signs twice?
Kilo 3, name of which you need? 33 L's at the L.
Delta 8, Papa, India, Charlie. Whiskey, Delta 8, Papa, India, Charlie.
KR4, JCM. KR4, JCM. Kilo, Romeo, 4. Juliet, Charlie, Mike.
Okay, we had a call sign there we'd like to verify before going on with the check-in process. K3LW, something like that. Can you come back with your call sign and clarify for us?
Kilo 3 Lima Whiskey Lima, K3LWR. Sorry for mail out Pennsylvania.
All right, Larry, thank you very much for clarifying that. We'll come back to you in here. Let's see if we can get a few more for River on the list for the Usenet number 145. Call signs twice.
Kilo 2, Alpha Papa. Kilo 2, Alpha Papa. Good evening to the net.
N6ZAR. N6ZAR.
KD2, VNU. 82 VNU.
Perfect. That's a great list right there from the bottom up. N6ZAR. Scott from Eastvale, California. KD2 VNU. Derby Dan from Derby, New York. K2AP. Joe East Islip, New York. KR4JCM. Somehow the system's having a hard time populating your name right there, but anyway, we'll come along back to you. WD8PIC, Bob from Sylvania, Ohio, K3LWL. Larry from Mannheim, Pennsylvania, you're new to the system, and we see that you don't have an email in QRSET. If you have an email in QRSET, the system will generate a welcome letter and send you a lot of things that we do here every day. WE2JPQ, the godfather himself, KR4EKV, Frank, also new, and you have an email, so you will get that welcome letter soon from Naples, Florida. N2ZVN, Alan, with third party,
KE2EVX Haley, welcome to the show, and KB8BLV Chris from Novi, Michigan. I want to send it over to River, KR4GIP. This is Carlos. River, you have it.
Thank you, Carlos. Next up, we have KB8PLV, Chris in Novi, Michigan.
Hello, River. You and your friends are doing a great job. We appreciate that, and hope everyone's having a good evening. I love ice cream in a bowl, mostly because, like everyone else has said, you have more room to put other things in it, bananas or anything that makes it just more interesting than just plain chocolate or plain vanilla, something you can't really do unless you get a big waffle cone. Hope everyone's having a good evening. If I were to ask you a question, is what is it that you like most about ham radio, being an amateur radio operator? Back to net.
Well, I like talking to people and making new friends, and doing this net is a great thing because you get to do both. Next up, we have KE2EVX, Haley in Liz.
Hello, everyone. This is KE2EVX here in Lyle, New York. Yeah, I have to say I like the cone best, but my favorite is actually sorbet. So they don't put that in a cone already at an ice cream shop. So I find the best thing to do is get it in a bowl and then have them put a cone on top, and then you can put it into the cone yourself. And that solves the problem that a few of you were saying, that you can't fit enough ice cream in the cone. If you get it in a bowl with a cone on top, then you can put as much as you want in the cone and then even do a refill. So, yep, that's what I like to do. So back to you, River. This is KE2EVX.
All right, that's, thanks for coming. That's pretty smart. Next up, we have N2ZVN, Alan in Kendall, New York.
Well, good evening, River, Grayson, Carlos. Thank you for doing that tonight. Wonderful job. I'm going to turn it to Maddie, and she can give you her answer, and then I'll wrap it up.
I like the cones the best.
Yeah, Maddie likes the cones. So between her answer and mine, it kind of nullifies things. I prefer a bowl. And I just learned tonight they have waffle bowls, just like they do in the cones. And that just makes my decision for a bowl that much better. Everyone have a great night, 7-3, and stay warm. And to ZVN, back to net.
All right, thank you for coming, Alan and Maddie. We always love to hear you on the net. Next up, we have KR4EKV, Frank in Naples, Florida. KR4EKV, Frank in Naples, Florida.
This is KR4EKV, Naples, Florida. Frank, over.
All right. The question of the night, if you'd like to answer, is do you prefer your ice cream in a bowl or cone?
That's an easy question. As long as it's mint chocolate chip, I don't care if it's a bowl or a cone. Over.
That's understandable. The chocolate chip is pretty good. Next up, we have WB2JPQ, Dick in Eden, New York.
Good evening again, River. I'm a sugar cone guy. My favorite ice cream is chocolate chip, and I like my chocolate chip in a sugar cone. Thank you for helping out and doing the net tonight. This is WB2JPQ.
All
All right, thank you, Vic. Next up, we have K3LWL, Larry in Mannheim, Pennsylvania. I want to throw out there that you can ask me a question, too, if you would like.
Good evening. This is the first time on the net for me. I've been on many, many nets. And my years of being a ham radio operator, if I was Canon, I found this now, so I decided to enter. I like my team anyway, get it. I do like it in the fall for one reason. I can add peanuts to it. And I can eat my chocolate ice cream with peanuts on it. So I really enjoy that. I do like cones too. But all this chocolate ice cream, that's all I care about. I don't care whether it's in a cone or it's in a bowl. As long as it's chocolate ice cream. Well, thanks for taking on that. This is K3LWL. Back to Net Control. 73, everyone listen.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have WDHPIC, Bob in Sylvania, Ohio.
You're doing a great job, and you got my the name of my town correct. Some people don't. Well, I like it in a bowl, but I have a problem. I have epilepsy, and as I've gotten older, I'm 64. The amount of sugar that it takes for me to have a seizure has, it's to the point where it doesn't take as much sugar for me to have a seizure. So I like frozen yogurt, and I have an allergy to chocolate, so I have vanilla. I know it's boring, but and I like it with bananas, and I can also have a little bit of strawberry too. But I have to be careful so I don't have to be sent off to the emergency room. We're expecting about 6 inches or more of snow, and already it's -3 and falling. So I'm on the warm side of the door. Back to Net Control. WDHPIC.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up we have KR4. So the call sign is KR4JCM.
KR4JCM. Hawthorne, Florida. Ice cream out of the box, Neapolitan. Wife eats the strawberry, I eat the chocolate, and the dog eats the vanilla. Back to you. KR4JM, JCM.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up we have K2AP, Joe in East Islip, New York.
Good evening, River, and good evening to the net. This is Joe K2AP, and you got the name of the town right, pronouncing it right. It is Islip. And as far as ice cream goes, I like it in a cup. Cherry vanilla would be good. And I kind of think of, like, when we go to Disney and walk around, the people in the family that have the cones usually have it melting all over the place. Let me just try for a second. Yeah, this is K2AP. Question for River. Are you going to participate in Winter Field Day this weekend? So, good evening to everyone, and try to stay safe in this horrendous weather coming up. K2AP, back to net.
I don't think we're having it here with the weather that we're expecting. So I'm not sure if there's going to be a field day. I think it's canceled. For us anyways. Next up we have KD2ZNU, Derby Dan in Derby, New York.
Good evening, River. Good evening, everybody on the net. Waffle bowl. That's what I like the most. turn it back to the net. You guys are doing a great job. Katie 2, me and you.
All right, thanks for coming. Next up, we have N6ZAR, Scott in Eastvale, California.
Good evening, River, and everybody on the net. Happy Friday, and I hope everyone has a good weekend and stays safe in the storm coming up. I prefer my ice cream in a bowl. N6ZAR, back to you.
All right, thank you for coming. Next up, we have N6QDY, David in Sacramento, California.
Hey, good evening, River, Grayson, Carlos, Vicky, Sal, and everybody else on the net, M6QDY. Let's see. Well, I like them both. However, if I put the ice cream in a cone and put it in the bowl upside down, I think that's considered eating it in the bowl. So I like it in the bowl, my ice cream in the bowl. And my question to you is, when you get your pilot's license, will you be doing like Carlos and still be... Whoops, sorry about that. Will you be still playing with ham radio? Have a good weekend and stay warm. Back to net control.
Yes, I will still be playing around with ham radio. I hope to, because, so I do hope to. Sorry about that. I got a new radio because my battery just died. Next up we have KE0GKF, Jeff in
Okay, I think I have the reflector. Good evening, River. Yeah, I figured your radio just died. You were talking there and it just disappeared. That's a sign of a battery just going out. Hope everyone's doing good on the net. My favorite of those two choices would be the ice cream cone, you know, the sugar cone. You know, there's nothing like, you know, and to get the ice cream down in the cone, it's a fine art. You tap the ice cream cone in the palm of your hand, you know, gently, not breaking the cone. It makes the ice cream go down into the cone. So when you take a bite of that cone, you get some ice cream too. And let's get the crunch going with the soft serve ice cream. Delicious. A question for you, River. What's your favorite ice cream flavor? Mine is strawberry cheesecake or cookie dough. I like those two. What's your favorite ice cream flavor, River? Back to you.
Well, my favorite is either chocolate or cookie dough. I'm going to hand it over to Carlos to either close the net or get some more check-ins. Over to you, Carlos. It's KR4, Debbie.
Thank you, River. Great round right there. And what are you talking about? We have 4 more minutes, and you love talking to people. And we have a list of people wanting to check in over there. I just don't see them yet. This is Carlos, N1CBM, looking for a few more check-ins on this speed round, 4 more minutes in this net, so River can go into the weekend happy to have completed her task. Remember, guys, we only do this once a week, and the kids love talking to you and asking the questions and answering your questions, too. So I'm asking for another round of 5 or 6 check-ins for River. Come with call signs twice and slow.
N2BH.
Seven.
KC1, 2PL. KC1, 2PL.
Anybody else who wants to participate or just in and out, we are open for that too.
KJ5, LBM, Kilo, Juliet 5, Lima, Victor, November, in and out.
November 2, United Golf Sierra. November 2, United Golf Sierra, in and out. And how about Black Raspberry on a cone?
Is there anybody out there? 2 more minutes, guys, come on.
Kilo Delta 5, Zulu Papa Tango, monitoring mobile. Didn't hear the preamble, but the discussion is, so I might be better off in and out.
AA4XM.
Kilo Foxtrot 4, Zulu Lima Golf. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Zulu Lima Golf. Check me out, in and out, 73.
Okay, that's good for now. And I'm going to say KD4 ZLG, KD5 ZPT, N2 UGS, and KJ5 LVN. You are all in and out. Thank you guys for checking in and out. We'll see you next week. And we also have AA4XM, Micah. We have KC1 QPL, John, and N2BH, the Master Bill, from Palmyra, New York. I'm going to send it back over to River so she can take care of you guys, and we'll close the net after that. River, it's your turn.
Thank you, Carlos. Next up, we have N2BH, Bill, in Palmyra, New York.
Good evening.
Good evening, River, Grayson. Everybody else, you guys doing a great job. I usually like night in a dish. When we're out riding motorcycle in the summer, I usually get a chocolate vanilla twist in a dish. And what's your favorite ice cream? M2BH.
My favorite ice cream is either chocolate or cookie dough. Next up, we have KC1QPL. John in South St. Paul, Minnesota.
Good evening, River. Everyone on the net tonight, KC1QPL, put me down for chocolate chip in a cone. Thank you. Have a good night.
All right. Thanks for coming. Next up, we have AA4XM, Micah in Florence, Alabama.
Very good there. AA4XM here. I would have to say my favorite ice cream is going to be Chunky Monkey, Ben and Jerry's. And as far as the question goes for cone or bowl, I would have to say both. Put it in a bowl, and then hand me 2 cones, and I'll be set. I wasn't able to think of a question for you, but I'll send it back to Net 7 or AA4XM.
All right. Thank you. Over to Carlos. This is KR4 GIP.
Thank you, River. What a way to wrap the net. Awesome.
This was a net 145 for January 23rd, 2026. Great net, great interactions between you guys and the kids. 47 check-ins, that's awesome for a Friday night. On behalf of the ECR High Command, River, Grayson, Sal, and Vicky, of course, manning the computer there for the logs and keeping us straight, this is N1CBN Carlos saying good night and closing the net for this Friday. We'll see you next week. And remember, guys, if you go to Appalachia, don't sing at night. 7-3s, have a great weekend.
The system you're listening to is connected to the East Coast Reflector. This month's issue of the Reflector magazine is out. Check your email or go to eastcoastreflector.com/magazine. Read articles on antenna builds, celebrity call signs, ECR events and updates, how-tos, call sign crossword puzzle, reader-submitted pictures, results of net questions, and more. For your free subscription, go to bit.ly/ECR subscribe. If you're not big on reading or have a difficult time seeing, the YouTube version has the magazine's full audio. Let the magazine read itself to you. It's available at bit.ly/ERYouTube. From W2ECR, 7-3.
Node 27339 disconnected. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, minus 4 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours, clear, minus 6 degrees.